From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Mozart Minute. I'm your host, Jennifer Hambrick. As a freelance musician with a growing family, Mozart couldn't afford to hide his light under a bushel. And in any event, he was never one to be bashful in the first place. With musical gifts as phenomenal as Mozart knew his to be, he didn't hesitate to put his flashiest skills on display, as he did even before the Holy Roman Emperor in one particular performance that he spiced up in a special way. In a letter of April 12, 1783, Mozart wrote his father, Leopold Mozart, of the success of a performance he gave on a benefit concert for Teresa Tiber, the soprano who created the role of Blonde in Mozart's opera The Abduction from the Seraglio. At that concert, Mozart played his piano concerto No. 13 in a performance in which, as he was only too happy to report to his father, he unleashed even more prowess than originally planned. Here's Emily Anderson's translation of what Mozart wrote. "The emperor was there too," Mozart wrote his father. "I played my first concerto, which I played at my subscription concert." "I was asked to repeat the rondo, so I sat down again, but instead of repeating it, I had the conductor's rostrum removed and played alone. You should have heard how delighted the public were with this little surprise. They not only clapped, but shouted bravo and bravissimo. The emperor, too, stayed to hear me to the end, and as soon as I left the piano, he left his box. Evidently, he had only remained to listen to me." This has been your Mozart Minute from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101. And join me, Jennifer Hambrick, weekdays at noon for music by Mozart and his friends in the Amadeus Deli on Classical 101.